It's not like any other podcast, coming to you straight from the heartland, where investing is told like it is. It's time for Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. Hold on, because here comes the next episode of the Paranoid Banker Podcast.
Hey, fellow investors, Darren Garman here, and let's talk this week about politics. That's right. We're going to talk conservative. We're going to talk liberal. We're going to talk libertarian. We're just going to talk politics. And remember what people would always say, what they used to say. I remember when I was a kid, I even remember back in elementary school, and you'd go through books and take classes, and one of the first things you'd read about is don't ever bring up politics or religion, right? Remember that? You know, you can't ever talk about politics or religion. And that was like a whole boy, especially if you were, if you're like a guest at somebody's home or you're at some kind of a party or something like that, you just, no. It's like, number one, don't talk about religion. Number two, don't talk about politics. And I don't know, it could even be switched around for all I remember. But you remember when all that was going on and, wow, has things totally changed, right? It's like all you talk about now and it's all you hear about. I mean, you can't look at a TV, listen to, any device you want, radio, computer, podcasts, you name all the social, look at all the social apps out there, Facebook, Twitter. I mean, you just can't get away from it, is my point. And so this has a lot to do with investing in a big way. And that's what I want to talk about today. And I'm not going to spend a lot of time talking to you about it. I just want you to make a point to keep in mind what I'm going to talk to you about, because it's important. It's important to know, and it's important to keep in mind when it comes to investing, especially where you choose to invest. I'm going to say it again, especially where you choose to invest, okay? Because here's what stinks. Investments are affected by politics. They are. And some more than others, and that's the key. Some more than others. And in today's, I think the term unpredictable is like being kind. In today's unpredictable political world that changes by the second, you really need to be thinking about your investments. And if you are heavily invested or overly invested in something that could be affected by the outcome of the political news of the day. And it doesn't actually have to be bad news. It could be good news and you could have an effect on your investment, quite frankly. And here's the thing that really bugs me. It doesn't have to be something in your own, like local and national. This could be something that happens in, I don't know, right now Korea's in the news. Could be something that happens there. Russia, could be something that happens there. I mean, as I'm recording this, the World Cup is going on, right? Soccer's big, big World Cup tournament. Heck, it could be something to do with that politically. You know, some country does this, or I mean, you just don't know anymore. It's totally unpredictable. And for you to be in an investment, my opinion, that is affected by change of the tide with politics is just asking for trouble, especially if it's some kind of a stock that could take a nosedive based on bad political, or it could be even good political news too, depending on, are you conservative, are you liberal, or are you libertarian, right? And so, I mean, think about this. If there is some, I'll just say bad news, because it's easier to illustrate where I'm coming from. If there's bad political news and the stock market takes, let's just say, a 3,000-5,000 point hit, even though it's at record highs today, there will be a mass exodus. It'll be huge. Why? Because there's more people in the market because it's doing well. So the more people in the market, the more mass exodus, right? And so if you want to be a part of that, go right ahead. And no, I'm not saying don't invest in the stock market. I'm not saying that. I'm saying be smart about where your wealth is at in today's political environment. By the way, it doesn't matter which way you lean, left, right, middle, I don't care. Doesn't matter. But what does matter to me is your results with your investing and how you could be negatively affected by something like politics that has nothing to do with your investment. And that's like the final part of this, right? Has nothing to do with your investment. And I've said it before, I could be invested in, you name the stock, doesn't matter. And we have some political news that's not favorable. Stock market goes down, even though I've got the company I'm invested in is having record sales this year. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. That's where you could get burned big time. Okay, so I mean, here's a worthy exercise. You get out a legal pad, okay, and you just basically put a line down the middle of the legal pad. On the left side of that line, here's what you write. Investments I'm in that could be negatively affected by politics, okay? And you write down what those investments are. On the right side of that line, investments that I'm in or should be in that would not be affected so much by politics and the change, this, you know, to the second day, hourly, you know, really second change in politics and what those investments are and what they could be. Okay. And the goal would be get the investments that are more on the left-hand side of that line over to the right-hand side of that line, especially if you've got big numbers on the left-hand side of that line. I mean, so if you've got big numbers or large amounts of your net worth in those investments that could be negatively affected by politics, the political movement of the day, oh boy, wow. And you know, you want to take like an inventory because you may not have actually have thought of it in this way. You may not have thought of the investments that you're in this way. And maybe you just need to take a moment and think about it. Draw the line down the center of the legal pad, left-hand side, investments I'm in that could be negatively affected by politics. Right-hand side, investments that may not so much be, and what can I do to go from left to right? Pretty simple exercise, okay? So, you know, this isn't a podcast so much to dissect, well, which investments, Darren, are negatively affected or could be. I mean, we could make a long list, and it's really not up to me so much to come up with the list for you. It's up to you to go down your list of investments you're in and think, huh, could that be negatively affected or not? So, I mean, I'll use mine for example. Okay, so I've got money in stocks and in some funds. And so I know that some of that money, if there's some political, unfavorable political happenings, I could have a negative effect. I also, on the other hand, I'm heavily invested in real estate. So I've got apartments. We've got some commercial properties. We've got some retail properties. And so those investments, I know, won't be affected so much by bad news, okay, or unfavorable news because people need a place to live. And with the apartments especially, they're going to need a roof over the head no matter what happens, no matter what the politics are of the day or how they change or favorable, unfavorable, that's still going to be needed, okay? And it won't be affected so much because the rents are already agreed to. It's already done. I mean, it's already done. It's not going to change based on waking up this morning and Trump and North Korea aren't getting along and something bad happens. Not going to happen. The tenants that we've got are still going to pay rent and they're still going to live there. So you got to be thinking about these kinds of things. You sure don't want to be working your ass off for a long period of time and putting money away and with a sight on a goal and where you want to get to with it, and then something that happens that has no bearing on your investment that changes your investment. That would really suck. That would be bad. That would be bad. So, what kind of investments am I in that could be affected? How can I be in more in investments that aren't affected so much by it? And what can I do about it? And what should I do about it? That is the homework assignment for you. Okay, so let me know how you do. Keep me posted. I would love to hear from you, by the way, on this. Would love to hear from you. I don't care how you lean politically either. Doesn't matter because it affects everybody. Let me know what you come up with. I'd love to share it with our listeners. I'd love to share it on the blog site and with those we're connected with too. I think it'd be fun, and I think it'd be instructional. So please let me know. All right. All right. Have a great day. Have a great rest of your week or weekend whenever you've listened to the podcast. And please do this exercise. All right. Talk to you later. See ya. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. For investment questions, comments, or to get in touch with Darren, go to www.garmanblog.com. Thanks for joining Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. For investment questions, comments, or to get in touch with Darren, go to www.garmanblog.com.